It's time for Medical Monday, brought to you in the interest of your health by Our Lady of the Lake Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it is time for Medical Monday and time to welcome in Dr. Mark Laperouse. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Brian?
Doing very well. Welcome back to the show. Talk a little blood donation today. Always an important topic. And, well, around this time of year, we're looking back on the summer. School gets back in. We're back in our routines, right? We're looking back on the summer. And there's, of course, a blood shortage in our community. That seems to be an annual thing at this point. Is this just here? Is it just us that runs low during the summer? Or is this a regular problem everywhere?
Yeah, I think it's probably everywhere. It's society. You know, we get busy and we don't put this on our calendars and have reminders to go give blood. We do it when we think about it, which is not necessarily all the time. But it's probably not a bad idea to put a reminder on your calendar to do this periodically, because, you know, just like any medication that's on back order and we get frustrated, there's the only producer of the blood is the community. Communities are who give us our blood supply. And so when that's on back order, that's a real problem, especially at a trauma center.
Are there other contributing factors to blood shortages?
A lot of times it's the supply that we have and how often it's supply and demand. So if we have a lot of traumas and we're using them, or a lot of surgeries that are requiring blood, we go through our supply a little bit more quickly. But it really relies on the donations, whether here at the hospital or, you know, some of our mobile vans, blood drives. That's really what drives our supply.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Laperouse from Our Lady of the Lake about blood donation and why now is the time to get it back on the calendar. So, Dr. Laperouse, you're an emergency medicine physician. Take us through the typical process of how the blood is utilized in the emergency setting.
So we've got a couple different ways in which blood is utilized. There's medical patients, and then there's trauma patients. So obviously at a trauma center and somebody comes in with a really bad injury and they've lost a lot of blood, we have someone that shows up to our trauma activations with a cooler of blood ready to, you know, in bags of blood that have already been processed, everything obviously, but are ready to use. And we use those emergently for patients that are unstable. Then on the medical side, there's patients that come in with, you know, gastrointestinal bleeding, things like that. And, you know, if there's certain indications, certain levels of blood that they have, certain low levels, we'll initiate blood transfusions.
Outside of the emergency setting, what do we see?
Similar stuff. You know, yeah. Somebody that's in the hospital and chronically ill or persistent bleeding, they'll get blood transfusions. You know, sickle cell patients, their blood counts are not nearly as high all the time, so they'll periodically get infusions. Cancer patients, similar stuff like that.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Laperouse from Our Lady of the Lake about blood donation. As now's the time. You're getting back in your routine. Now's the time to just go ahead and put your donation time on the calendar. If we could stick with the emergency versus non-emergency for just a second, is there a way to kind of rank the, you know, percentage-wise how often it's one but not the other, or how often is one or the other?
It's really hard to rank, because I wouldn't say that just because you didn't come in an emergency, it's not an emergency or it's not critical. So, you know, cancer patients that are not making – there are medications that are preventing them from making a lot of blood on their own. Yeah. They need blood. That's a priority, something that's really important for that particular person's life. Just because they don't come through the emergency department doors does not necessarily change their priority.
Who can donate blood?
You know, almost any adult. So blood donations, we typically reserve for adults from 17 to 65. You have to weigh at least 110 pounds, and you shouldn't have given any blood in the last 12 weeks. You know, so they do make some exceptions for 16-year-olds that are, you know, that are adult-sized, greater than 130 pounds, but those are typical parameters for us.
We're talking with Dr. Laperouse about blood donation. All right, what are some of the things that would prevent you from giving blood?
Well, we don't want someone that's actively ill. So if you're actively ill, you know, we prefer that you not come to the hospital and expose others. But we put the blood through all kinds of tests to make sure that it's safe for the recipient. But if you're sick, or if you've, you know, there's certain travel destinations that if you've made certain travel destinations, they ask that you not, in the event that you have some sort of unusual infection that you've contracted at while traveling that you just weren't aware of at this point.
What other medical conditions would be out there? I know high blood pressure would be one of them. What else is out there that would give someone pause?
Well, I mean, I think people that have high blood pressure, that have diabetes, that have coronary artery disease, they pause. But you know, there's been some thoughts that blood donation is actually is good for your health. Getting rid of some old blood and letting your body regenerate some new blood. So, I think that you should come to the donation center and go through the testing, go through the questions, and let us tell you if it's safe or not. We're not going to draw blood from you if we don't think it's appropriate.
Dr. Mark Lapparus is our guest talking blood donation. Doc, I got to ask. So when COVID hit, it shut down donation for a while. Obviously, in-person stuff had to stop. And then a lot of folks just kind of fell off that regular donation pattern. Have we seen at least some return to getting those people back through the doors?
It seems like it's coming slowly. It is improving, but it's coming back slowly. I think people are a little bit more comfortable coming to the hospital setting than they were a couple of years ago. One thing that I noticed, and I think it's a tremendous outpour of support when there's an injury to a loved one in the community. There's announcements, and the community flocks to our blood center, and it shows that they're not scared of doing this. It's just not top of mind. So when it is top of mind, they're here and they're filling our hallways and they're doing everything they can to donate blood because they want to help their loved one in need. So it shows me that people aren't necessarily scared of coming to the hospital. They're not necessarily scared of giving a blood donation. It's just not top of mind.
Yeah, the fear part. So that was what had me on the sidelines for the longest time. And then finally I'm like, you know what? Just going to up and do it, and I'm just going to tell the person taking the blood, I just can't look. I don't do needles. I can't look. You do what you got to do. I'll be looking the other way.
Yeah, a lot of people are not comfortable with needles, and so I'm one of those as well. But, if you turn your head and you think of something else, they do a fantastic job. They do these with such frequency that they're really experts in drawing blood, and very, very rare is there any issue in there, especially if you're not looking and you've had some sugar, some orange juice just before.
Dr. Lepper's got to ask about, you said being back in the hospital setting. On average, how much comes from the regular donations, the regular appointments within the hospital versus the drives that are out there? Because you often see you see a lot of support and rallying when something, sadly something tragic happens, but the community seems to come together, the big bus goes out there and a lot of people donate all at once, but that's not frequent enough to maintain supply.
It's definitely not frequent enough to maintain supply. It certainly does help. I wish I had the breakdown for you. Mm-hmm. I would think that the donation centers are still, by and large, collecting more blood than those drives, those one-off drives. Those spikes are definitely nice and they're helpful. They increase our supply, but they're not sustainable. Consistency is what we're looking for. Somebody that's, we want to have the same amount of blood all the time. And when we dip below a week's supply in the donation center for our patients, we get a little bit concerned.
Let's stick with that for just a second. Dipping below a week's supply, what's the shelf life?
I'm not the expert on the blood donation center. I don't know, so I don't want to give false information.
That's fair.
It's not a couple of days. It's weeks. It does get frozen, and thawed out. So I don't know all the specifics about the shelf life.
Well, as far as blood type is concerned, I know there are some that are often in more demand than others.
There certainly are. There is something called the universal donor. So anybody that's O negative blood, you have really, really good blood for a donation center, because any person that comes in, if they're not able to tell me their name or they're incapacitated, but they do need blood, I can give that blood confidently and know that they're not going to have a bad reaction, which I can't say for all the different blood types. So O negative is absolutely needed. If you're an O negative blood person, you really have to make this part of your routine to donate blood. O positive is just almost as good. So, when women have babies and they have something called a Rh factor, so plus or minus, most people are plus. And so O positive blood is a universal donor for people that are positive blood type. And so O negative and O positive, if you know that you have those, or if you don't, you should go find out, because your blood is very much in need, especially at trauma centers throughout the state and country.
I am A positive, and I'm told that one's always a popular one anyway. So even though my A positive can only go to A positive, there's a ton of A positive out there. When and where can folks go donate?
So for sure, at our Arleigh of the Lake Regional Medical Center on Essen Lane, we're open from 8 to 6 in the donation center, and that's Monday through Thursday. On Friday and Saturday, the hours are tweaked a little bit. And then we have them at our Children's Hospital. We have them at our Ascension campus over in Gonzales. And then also, if you're interested in hosting a blood drive, you can contact our donation center, and we can get a mobile unit out to you, your work, anything you need, so we can make it more convenient for you.
He is Dr. Mark Laperouse with Our Lady of the Lake. We always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hopping on board.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good one.
You too. Dr. Mark Laperouse from Our Lady of the Lake, and that was Medical Monday presented by Our Lady of the Lake.